AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Shares in the globally connected Swiss bank Credit Suisse plunged and dragged down other major European lenders as fears about deeper problems in the world banking system spread in the wake of bank failures in the U.S. Wall Street is feeling the effects with big losses so far. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the state is taking control of the 200,000-student Houston Public School District. Democrats claim the move is political. Democrats wield control locally in Houston. There have been allegations of misconduct by school trustees and chronically low academic scores at one of the nearly 50 high schools in the nation's eighth-largest district. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin calls it
a troubling episode yesterday.
Russia says the collision of one of its fighter jets with a large U.S. surveillance drone over the Black Sea was another confirmation of direct U.S. involvement in Ukraine. Russia says it will search for the drone's debris. Austin says this all happened in international airspace.
So make no mistake, the United States will continue to fly and to operate wherever international law allows. And it is incumbent upon Russia to operate its military aircraft in a safe and professional manner.
Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says U.S.-Russia relations are at their lowest point, but added Russia has never rejected a constructive dialogue, and it's not rejecting it now. A business tycoon long sought by the government of China and known for cultivating ties to Trump administration figures like Steve Bannon was arrested in New York on charges he oversaw a $1 billion fraud conspiracy. Guo Wengu and his financier face an indictment in federal court in Manhattan. A Wisconsin man accused of assisting the key figures in the plot to kidnap the governor of Michigan pleaded guilty to a lesser charge and will cooperate with prosecutors. Brian Higgins says he attempted to provide material support for terrorism. This is AP News. There is a new top dog among purebreds. Here's the AP's Jennifer King.
Brandy Munden with the American Kennel Club says for the first time in three decades, the United States has a new favorite dog breed.
People really love the French Bulldog.
Owners describe the flat-faced breed as comical, friendly, and loving.
Everybody's always going to love the lab. It is what it is. But when it comes to registrations, the Frenchies really pulled ahead.
French Bulldogs are known to suffer breathing, skin, and other health problems, and their popularity has made them a target for crime, such as the 2021 shooting of Lady Gaga's dog walker. Munden says prospective owners should explore a breeder's history and health testing. She says Frenchies pack a lot into a small package.
It's not a big dog, and it is an adaptable dog, and it doesn't require a lot of exercise.
The nation's other most popular purebred dogs include Golden Retrievers, German Shepherds, Poodles, Bulldogs, and Rottweilers. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.